Dictation for Eleanor, E-L-E-A-N-O-R, Hagen, H-A-G-E-N. January 23, 28, addresses a letter to Christina, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Hug, H-U-G, 463-2249. Dear Christina, consultation for Mrs. Hagen with elevated calcium. She also has probably multinodular goiter with high hyperthyroidism. Given her age, she is not interested of invasive procedures. She uses a walker as back pain has worsened over the last 8 months. She is on chronic steroids for polymyalgia rheumatica, used to follow with Dr. Laynes, L-A-Y-N-E-S, but no more because of the distance, and presently of Plaquenil, P-L-A-Q-U-E-N-I-L. She also has significant arthritis, hips and knees, prior osteopenia on bone marrow, bone density a few years back. She did have coronavirus, did not require hospital admission or respiratory failure. There was a 10-pound weight loss that slowly is improving. This happened a couple of months ago. Appetite remains in the low side, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melena. She has chronic nocturia and incontinence of frequency and urgency, denies infection, cloudiness of blood or prior kidney stones. She does have edema bilateral up to the knees. She's doing low salt, but does not restrict fluid. Minor increase of thirsty, denies discolor of the toes or claudication symptom, denies ulcers, no recent chest pain palpitation, no oxygen, minor dyspnea, no purulent arterial hemoptysis. She fell this Monday, January the 3rd. She lost balance, did not lose consciousness. The floor was slippery in the bathroom. Did not have to go to the emergency room. No focal deficits. Nothing to suggest fracture. She denies sleep apnea, orthopnea, PND. Some bruises, but no bleeding, nose gums, no headaches. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, her past medical history for hypertension, diabetes, elevated cholesterol, has chronic tremors for what she's using Ativan, likely multinodular goiter. Polymyalgia rheumatica, chronic use of immunosuppressing steroids. Osteopenia. Next paragraph, reported allergy to penicillin. Next paragraph, medications presently include metformin, Norvasc, losartan, prilosec, prednisone, ativan, occasionally Tylenol, ibuprofen, tramadol. Off the Lexapro, it did not work, was making things worse. Off vitamin D and Plaquenil. Next paragraph, surgeries including appendix, bilateral lengths implant for cataracts, DNC. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease or calcium problems. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home 124/61, weight 189, height 65 inches. Despite her age, she is very alert, orientation 3, very sharp, good historian, no respiratory problems of speech issues. Next paragraph, a nuclear medicine scan for the parathyroid, October 2021, did not show an adenoma. She does have bilateral lesions on thyroids. Next paragraph. the most recent chemistries. From January the 3rd, hemoglobin at 12, normal white blood cell platelets, increased neutrophils, normal creatinine, normal potassium, metabolic acidosis 19, low sodium 135, elevated calcium 10.5, normal albumin, liver function test not elevated, glucose in the 130s, TSH suppressed, less than 0.015, total T4 11.2, free T4 not done, free T3 not done, TTH elevated 68. No albumin in the urine, less than 30 milligrams per gram. October, a 24-hour urine collection, calcium level. Was reported low at 60 milligrams. It's not clear to me if the collection was complete. The volume was 1.5 liters. They did not do a urine creatinine to make estimates of the completeness of the sample. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. She has hypercalcemia with relative elevated PTH, expected to be suppressed. This likely represents primary hyperparathyroidism. There is no localizing adenoma based on the nuclear medicine scan. Contributing factors, the hyperthyroidism. Concerned about osteoporosis, compression fractures, given the change of pain the last 8 months in a person who, besides being postmenopausal, elderly, has been exposed to prednisone, relatively low dose. We will do an X-ray, lumbar thoracic spine. If the presence of compression fractures, potentially she might qualify for oral Sensipar, S-E-N-S-I-P-A-R, as she is not at this moment exploring any invasive procedures given her age and high risk of morbidity and mortality. At this moment, I do not see symptoms of elevated calcium, no evidence of hypertension, renal failure. She's not having increase of thirst or polyuria. Next number, multinodular goiter with hyperthyroidism. Next number, hypertension. Blood pressure appears to be well controlled. Next number, diabetes, no proteinuria. Next number, anxiety and depression. Next number, history of polymyalgia rheumatica on low-dose prednisone, off Plaquenil. Not interested to go back to rheumatologist. Next number, all issues were discussed with the patient and all questions answered. Further advice to follow, end of dictation.